you were.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Squeeze you tight in my arms till your heart runs wild. So listen, girl, if you don't turn those pretty eyes the other way.
WMFO Medford.
I'm tempted and willing to lay right into you till your heart runs wild. So listen, girl.
Six Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. I'm running a little bit behind, probably about 4 to 5 minutes, as opposed to what I was, what I planned. Anyway, you just heard the Quests track, originally released on Fenton in 1966. Which puts them squarely somewhere out in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. I'm tempted. I got off the compilation, She'll Hurt You in the End. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown in Germany. For that, Barbara and Ernie, and I got the inspiration to play the track, the album actually, and play a track off the album. Because somebody had posted it like Now Playing group or whatever. And I said, I have that record. I don't think I've ever played any tracks on the air. Their version of Somebody to Love from the Prelude 2 LP came out in 1971 on Cotillion. For that, Perry Ford with Little Grown Up, a track originally released on Parlophone in the UK in 1960. By off the UK Teen Sound Rarities. Came out in 2005 on Rare Rockin' Records in Australia. Actually, I was inspired to buy that because a listener, Rob Keith, posted some shelf porn, a whole bunch of CDs, and I saw that and said, that looks interesting, and it is interesting. Really weird British pop from 1956 or 57 to about 62 or 63. For Perry Ford, Liz Brady and Osifi Dunjur, It Only Takes a Day. I think I played this before, a while ago, but I played it. Originally released on Pathé in France, 1965. I got off the compilation, Say Chic, French Girls Singers of the 1960s, 2010, on Ace International UK. That's this week's French lesson. And Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas with a Todd Farm find this weekend. I actually have this album already. Bought it like a Salvation Army from in the 80s for like 50 cents or a buck. For the what we all did in the 60s when we were just stupid little kids is color the albums, put mustaches on them and stuff. This one was pretty pristine. So I figured, why not get it? Anyway, Billy J. Kramer with the Dakotas and Tell Me Girl from the Little Children LP, 1964 on Imperial. Coming up in the next 50 minutes of this very broadcast will be this week's song that everybody knows, a tearjerker, a bonus tearjerker. And you get to hear me mangled yet another PSA. I know I say that every week. Next week will be the season premiere episode. Summer season premiere, as we all are rotating, we rotated our shows, so we got renewed for another 18 weeks. Lucky you. Anyway, in 2 weeks, we'll have to have a sub, because I'll be attending an event right now, there'll be no Desperate Hours on the 25th, but then we'll be back on June 1st with an abbreviated Desperate Hours followed by Tears and Alcohol. And that's that, ref. All right, now, these are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back. God, please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. Pleasure-seeking individual always looks the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as thick as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
And always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Don't mention Donna when I'm around. When I hear her name, my world just turns upside down. To others, Donna means beauty, Donna means heaven, Donna means ecstasy. But Donna means heartbreak to me. I still remember her soft caress, the touch of her lips and the warmth of her tenderness. To others, Donna means beauty, Donna means heaven, Donna means ecstasy. But Donna means heartbreak to me. She ran around like there was no tomorrow, and every boy in town knew the thrill of Donna's kiss. And all the time I thought she was mine, she belonged to everyone, everyone. Everyone.
baby wolf, and what's more, it's true. Yes, it is. Scarlet were the clothes she wore. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. This is what I said tonight. It is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
In my lonely room, window open wide, nothing else to do, so I look outside. Then I see you standing there, like a dream come true. You're so near to me, yet so far away. Don't know what to do, don't know what to say. Then you see me, steps on the stairs, someone at my door. Then I see you standing there, like a dream come true. I'm in love with you, so in love with you.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I nearly cried myself to
7:27 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford, the station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Running a little bit behind here. Anyway, just heard New York City from 1973, soundtrack of my adolescence. I'm Doing Fine Now, 1973 on Chelsea. Before that, the Ivy League with Perry Ford. I was one of the vocalists. I played him earlier. Ivy League, Lonely Room, 1965. In this country on Cameo, I believe on Pi in the UK. Before that, the Beatles with a bonus tearjerker. Yes, it is. From the Beatles 6 LP, 1965 on Capitol. Before that, Gene Pitney, and I know I've used this as a tearjerker. As only Darlene Lacy can introduce it. Donna Means Heartache, 1963 on MusiCorps. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, dedicated to follower of fashion, 1966 on Reprise. And we kicked off the set. The first set of the second hour was Skip Martin and Get Guitar. And yes, it skipped, skip towards the end. Didn't do that at home. But anyway, why don't we get right back into it? We got about another half an hour to go, and then we put this stupid thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours in WMFO in Medford.
Make me mean, yes, Lord, it make me mean. Well, I don't want no bald headed woman. It'll make me mean, yes, Lord, it make me mean. Well, I don't want no sugar in my coffee. It'll make me mean, yes, Lord, it make me mean. Well, I don't want no sugar in my coffee. It'll make me mean.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Medford. Douchebag.
Thank you. There are two possibilities. They're unable to respond. They're unwilling to respond.
Yep. you got telling me what to do? This is my night to play the radio, and I'll play what I want.
Way past the three-quarter pole and down the home stretch of Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the show. Backing me up for the last time are the Tarantulas with Black Widow. Just heard Susie and the Banshees from 1980 from my personal soundtrack of the 80s. Christine, a single released on Polydor in the UK in 1980. Okay, want me to tell you the year again? Before Susie and the Banshees, a 7-minute drum and, I don't know, grunting open. Sandy Nelson, Beat from Another World from the Teen Beat 65 LP, 1965 on Imperial. Well, that, Dick Dale and Deltones, Mr. Eliminator, a track originally released in 1964 on Capitol. I got it off the Best Of thingy. King of the Surf Guitar, the best of Dick Dale and his Deltones, 1989 on Rhino. And we kicked it off with the JJs from the Netherlands and Bald Headed Woman, originally released on Philips in 1965 in the Netherlands. I got off of Pebbles 18, 1985 on AIP. Anyway, got about 14 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
trees are a part of the boy I love. If you put them all together, much to your surprise, you'll find a bit of heaven right before your eyes. By stars and guitars and drive-ins on Friday night. He's the boy that I love. If you put them all together, much to your surprise, you'll find a bit of heaven right before your eyes. Bright stars and guitars and drive-ins on Friday night. These are a few of the things we love. Maybe silly, but still he is just what I dreamed about. Yes, he's the boy that I love. Popsicles, icicles, popsicles.
Here, having fun as usual.
darling. You've done it again.
Of course. Never underestimate the power of a snook.
Oh yeah, it's 7:56 and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse, from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. You just hit The Works with Love's a Fire, a track originally released on the WGW label in 1967. I got off of a Back from the Grave Volume 6, came out in 1985 on Crypt. Before that, the Continental Coettes did I Don't Love You No More, originally released on IGL in 1966. I got off the CD version of Girls in the Garage Part 1, came out in 1991 on Romulan. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the evening, with the Mermaids and Popsicles and Icicles, 1963 on Chattahoochee. Well, I'll be back next week, the summer season premiere, and it also marks the end of the 10th year of the Desperate Hours. It'll be 10 years. I don't know what I'm going to do. I had to kick a few songs off of this week's playlist, so they'll make it on to next week's. Let's see what happens. My name is Alex. As always, your pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.
Your style.